Migration is as old as humanity, and climate change compounds the pressure on people to relocate. All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro has been reporting on the connections between climate change, migration, and the political far right along a path many have traveled, from Senegal to Morocco to Spain. Today, Ari reports on the first job many people from sub-Saharan Africa take when they arrive in Europe.
When you talk to people in Senegal about Spain, you sometimes see a dreamy look across their face.
When you go to Europe, if you get sick, you can go to a doctor.
In a Senegalese village called Ganjol, a man named Mamadou Nyang told us he's tried to reach Europe 3 times. 2 times he was deported, the 3rd time his boat capsized and some of the passengers drowned. But even that has not deterred him. He still wants to leave.
Yeah, I would like to go, so I can earn a good living and have a nice house.
He envisions Europe as a place of stability and security, somewhere you can earn enough money to support your relatives back home. More than 2,000 miles to the north, in Madrid's Plaza Mayor, you can see the chasm between the fantasy of life in Spain and the reality.
We're wandering around the city center looking for manteros, the people who sell goods off of blankets. And it is really hard to find them because they are always running from police. So to have a conversation with these guys on tape is difficult, but not nearly as difficult as living that life where you are constantly afraid that you're going to get pulled in and arrested.
Manteros are named for mantas, the blankets where they spread out things to sell. Their typical inventory includes knockoff designer handbags, tennis shoes, sunglasses. Everything gets spread out on a blanket. Long strings tied to all 4 corners help ensure a quick getaway. So if police show up, the manteros can turn their manta into a sack over their shoulder like Santa Claus and make a run for it.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Kifi is a 27-year-old from Senegal. We're only using his first name because he doesn't have a work visa. He says the manteros who sell counterfeit goods off blankets can make more money, but they take much bigger risks. So Kifi sells African trinkets out of a little fanny pack.
These bracelets aren't fake.
So the police can't arrest you for selling bracelets, but if you were selling fake Dior bags, then they could arrest you.
Yeah, I'm selling African things. There's no brand, so it's fine.
Kifi left home in Senegal when he was 19 years old and traveled by land through 6 countries before reaching Spain.
You have not seen your family for 8 years. You must miss them terribly.
Yeah, even today I want to go back. I want to see my mother. 8 years is so long to not see my family.
I'm sorry, that's very, very difficult, and I'm sorry.
He won't go home until he has papers to re-enter Spain legally. That's supposed to happen after 3 years, a more open policy than the U.S. But every time a mantero gets arrested, it can set back the clock.
One guy just walked past carrying, he was a mantero, he had this big sheet full of goods on his back. And as he walked by, I said, "Vous êtes Senegalese? You're Senegalese?" Over shoulder, he shouted, "Wait, yes," and ran away. And I tried to pursue him. He was not having any of it.
Y yo por mala suerte, el primer día que fui a vender,
I had the bad luck of being arrested the very first day I went out to sell things.
This is someone who eventually got his papers, who no longer has to run from police. Serene Mbaye arrived in Spain from Senegal in 2006. In the years that he worked as a mantero, he was arrested 4 times. Eventually, he helped organize the first Manteros Collective in 2016.
Do you remember the first time you heard the word mantero?
Fui a verlo, de hecho. Es que salí.
I got to the main train station and saw them. And I actually asked, "What is this?" And they explained. And I knew it would be something I would have to do, because these are the only jobs you can do without papers.
Do you remember the feeling when you saw that and had that realization?
Una decepción, yo decía, esto es decepcionante. Eso es lo que me ha traído aquí en ese país.
Yeah, I was so disappointed. I thought, is this what I came to this country for? This can't be my destiny. But there's nothing else you can do.
And
we're all in the same situation. So we look out for each other and help each other.
Being a mantero was not Serena Mbaye's ultimate destiny. Today, he's a political leader, an elected official, and that has mobilized anti-immigrant politicians. The day Serena Mbaye was sworn in, Rocio Monasterio of the far-right political party Vox spoke in the General Assembly denouncing Manteros. Manteros are slaves of the mafia who push small business to bankruptcy, she said. Right-wing politicians continue to attack him for his past, but today Serena Mbaye is a deputy in the Madrid Assembly. A friend of his told us he's like the Malcolm X of immigration in Spain.